It is 7:17. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. So the pandemic has kept many couples and families separated because of travel restrictions. And as national borders remain closed, this is becoming so much worse for people in long-distance international relationships.
Yeah, I think it's affected people across the board, you know, and even with interstate travel being closed, that has been an issue for people who might be separated by like 10 kilometers, 15 kilometers, but by rule of law couldn't see one another. But I think when you take into consideration two aspects, one, the international component and the challenges inherent in trying to maintain maintain a relationship over that kind of distance, the difficulty inherent in that, that's one thing. But the other thing is also the difference in status that is accorded to people who have a marriage license and people who don't, and the perception, therefore, that one relationship is more official or valued than another. Because really, couples with different nationalities, particularly those who aren't married, have faced a huge amount of difficulty here. Without marriage certificates, many have been unable to reunite with each other for the last 2 years now because they aren't considered essential travelers. Instead, it's non-essential. And this includes couples who were even planning to, for example, tie the knot. So, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's a very tough one to talk about because it's just sad.
It's sad, and it's also hugely complex because it involves, on the one hand, systems of what is recognized as a relationship or a quote-unquote valid relationship in different countries, which in itself will differ. And then it involves border closures or openings and, you know, the requirements for who's allowed to travel and who's not, what's categorized as essential and what's not. But none of that is going to make the actual emotions and difficulties involved for the people who are going through this any easier at all. So we are going to be speaking shortly to a group of sorts that has come about because of the situation. They're called Love Is Not Tourism Malaysia, and they hope to help reunite Malaysians and their foreign partners who are currently facing this, separated because of travel bans. They've also been advocating for governments to recognize travel requests by unmarried couples to be seen as essential. So we'd like to hear from you. Should non-married couples be allowed to travel to see one another? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We now have on the line with us Kanusha Shireen Nisha, a representative of Love Is Not Tourism Malaysia. Kanusha, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sharmila. Hi, Lynn.
So it's been exactly a year since we last spoke to you. How have you been?
Okay. So I guess just like most Malaysians, has been a very interesting ride. I guess this pandemic definitely has taught me how to be a bit more resilient. And we came out a bit more stronger, fast forward 1 year later since we last spoke. So a lot has been happening recently, especially, you know, in discussions about this border closure and, you know, with whether some of the ministers are trying to bring up in parliament. So fingers, hopefully, you know, we see a bit of light at the end of the tunnel right now. Yeah.
And could you give us an update on where we currently stand when it comes to long distance partners who have been separated by travel restrictions?
Okay, so there haven't been really much changes in the immigration rules and the MTP, the My Travel Pass requirements, in the last year. It's still really difficult to get an approval. There has been a lot of rejections. So couples and those who apply to get married to settle down, they have a chance of getting approval. But in many cases, there's also still a lot of rejection for those who applied multiple times. To those who are unmarried and don't want to get married, immediately, let's say, you know, they want their parents to be around during the marriage, unfortunately, they are not priority and they have no choice but to wait. Yeah, so that's the current situation.
Could you share some experiences and stories from members of Love Is Not Tourism Malaysia?
Okay, so we currently have around 6,000 plus members, and based on in the group, and of course, we get a lot of just from them, most of them are going through a very hard time, especially, you know, a lot of them have depression. mental health problems, you know, and uncertainty. So them have also broken up. A lot of divorce. They couldn't separate. There's also been partners who, there have also been members whose partner has passed away. For example, were not able to actually get approval to travel to see them one last time before or after they died, you know. But on a more positive note, are some who managed to get their approval and, you know, they are reunited. Yeah.
So what has what's being done at the moment to help couples cope? I mean, like you rightly point out, right? It's been so difficult. It continues to be difficult. What kind of support is being provided?
By the group or by, you know, by organizations and government itself? I'm not sure, like, meant, you know, say what is being done to help them cope. But I guess for us as a community, you know, in this group, we are able to offer where people can share their experience. And, you know, they've got people who are similar situations. So a lot of them tend to build friendships among the group because we are each other's support system. So I guess that kind of helps, and also to share some helpful tips on how to deal with the situation and, you know, what documents is required to leave and stuff like that. So that's the least we could do. But, you know, in terms of the government is helping us cope with this, yeah, that's not happening.
So we have actually heard, for example, Moa MP Syed Saddiq recently asking for the government to allow these separated couples to be reunited as long as they follow the SOPs. Are you optimistic that something might come from this?
I'm crossing fingers because we did actually approach Syed Saddiq last year, and we did send out a lot of emails to most of the ministers in parliament, and then finally to finally get recognized, you know, with sheds posting on social media and all that. It's pretty hopeful for us, but at the same time, it's been too long to a point where, you know, you kind of like at one point don't really have much hopes and expectations, because you also wonder, are they doing this for a popularity contest, or are they really going to push this forward and make this happen? Because we've been sitting here, we've been, you know, making noise for the past 1 year, or, you know, it's going to be 2 years, actually, like those of them separated. So we want to be optimistic, but at the same time, I hope that, you know, they put their money where their mouth is and actually get it done. Because from what we are seeing, the pandemic situation in Malaysia is improving and, you know, domestic restrictions are slowly being abolished or, you know, relaxed. So it only makes sense, I mean, for them to slowly relax the rules for international travel too. So, I mean, with the help of, like, you know, YB Syed Saddiq, you know, even Tony Kwa and Hannah Yeo has also mentioned about how the whole MTP is, you know, it's so unnecessary, you know. So I do hope to see something move within the next couple of months. Hopefully they'll open the borders. Yeah.
Anusha, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much, Sharmila. Thank you so much, Lynn.
That was Kanusha Shireen Nisha, a representative of Love Is Not Tourism Malaysia, a group that is offering support as well as advocating for couples who are separated by border closures and travel restrictions to be able to meet. It has been nearly 2 years for many people now, and I can't even imagine what that's like. Do keep sending your thoughts our way. Should non-married couples be allowed to travel to see one another? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have one message from Kim.
Yeah, Kim simply says, me, I haven't seen my boyfriend for almost 2 years.
Kim, I'm so sorry. As I said, I think this is incredibly difficult for anyone who's in that situation. I do hope that you manage to see him soon.
I think, you know, we talk a lot about uncertainty. And I just can't imagine the degree of uncertainty involved in something like this. If you don't know, you just don't know when. It's not in your control. And, you know, as we heard from Kanusha there, even all this petitioning, there's no real sense of how much forward motion there is.
keep those thoughts coming. You can, of course, call 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.